1 Peter 3:17, "It is better," writes Peter, "it is better, if God should will it so, that you suffer for doing what is right rather than for doing what is wrong." God wills our suffering. That's right. God wills our suffering because He knows what it does for us. Back in chapter 2, verse 20, He says, "If you do what is right and suffer for it and endure that suffering, this finds favor with God." God is pleased when we suffer and we endure it. Chapter 4, verse 19, "Let those who suffer according to the will of God." That's what it says. "Let those who suffer according to the will of God," 1 Peter 4:19, "entrust their souls to a faithful Creator in doing what is right." So you're doing what is right. You keep doing what is right. You start to suffer for doing what is right. And you endure that suffering, entrusting your soul to a faithful God. And you are, in a sense, following the example of Christ, who, being perfect, still suffered. Suffering is part of what God wants to do in your life. Suffering is what perfects you. I'm not talking about sinful suffering. Suffering for doing what is wrong, that's discipline. God wants you to face this hostile world in such a godly fashion, living such a godly life, that it will bring reproach and scorn and difficulty and alienation from family and friends and who knows where. And all of that suffering will cause God to perfect you. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials. They have a perfect work. 1 Peter 5:10, "After you've suffered a while, the Lord make you mature," perfect. Suffering for righteousness' sake. Living such a righteous life in an unrighteous world that the unrighteous world reacts when confronted by such virtue and such devotion and such truth as we live and proclaim for Christ. All who live godly in this present world, 2 Timothy 3:12, will suffer persecution, some more than others. It is the will of God that you suffer for doing what is right, that you might thereby be humbled and strengthened. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, the Apostle Paul tells us that he had embraced his suffering. He embraced it because he saw in it the hand of God. He says he was given a thorn in the flesh. He said, "I asked the Lord to remove it 3 times. He said, 'My grace is sufficient for you. Power is perfected in weakness.'" God knows that your spiritual power is dependent upon your weakness, and your weakness is the product of your suffering. "Most gladly," writes Paul, "I would rather boast about my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may dwell in me. So I'm content with weakness, insults, distress, persecutions, and difficulties for Christ's sake. For when I'm weak, then I'm strong." We're not talking about suffering from doing wrong, but suffering from doing right. Take that suffering and be bold and be courageous and let God do His perfect work. This is the will of God for you. There's no mystery here, folks. There's no mystery at all.
Now we want to hear from you. Here's the address, gty.org/audioblog. That's gty.org/audioblog.